Happy New Year from all of us at Christian Womanhood. This is Molly Otis. Let me introduce myself. My husband Daryl and I have been married for 20 years and we live in Indiana. We have three teenage boys. Drew is 17, Luke is 15, and Mark is 12. We are business owners and we love serving in our local church as Sunday school teachers. I also enjoy teaching English, home decor, staging houses, and I especially love encouraging women through God's Word. I call this the point because I love it when a concept from Scripture is brought out and just given in a very simple, easy to understand way that could stay with you all week. That's what I hope to do for you ladies each week of 2021. My life verse is Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling savor. God gave me that verse when I was in Bible college. I was really struggling to know what was God's will for my life. And when the Lord showed me Ephesians 5:2, it was as if he was saying, "You're making this too difficult." The Christian life really all boils down to one word: love. When they asked Jesus in the New Testament, "What's the greatest commandment?" he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. And the second commandment is like unto it. Love thy neighbor as thyself." In other words, everything's about loving God, and how we do that is through loving others. Ephesians 5:2, walk in love, reminds me of this every day. This year with the quarantine and the crazy 2020, we were all at home a lot more, and I was a lot less active. I thought, I need to have some accountability here. So I went out and bought a Fitbit, which I wear and shows me how many steps I've taken. Of course, the goal is 10,000 steps a day. Sometimes I reach that goal and sometimes I don't. But I always know how active I've been. It records everything I do, not just taking a walk on purpose, but everything I do in the house, at the store, any stairs that I walk, every bit of activity I have from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. If I wear it through the night, it even tells me how well I slept. It's pretty amazing. But walking in love is like that. Love records every single action that we do throughout the day, and it should be for Jesus' sake, to show him love, by helping and loving and serving others. We start at home with our families, our husbands, our children, our parents, our siblings, and we spread out throughout our community, our classrooms, those at work, fellow employees, our neighbors, people we see at the store. It goes on and on. But to walk in love is a great reminder that if we are to love God, our supreme purpose, it's going to be through loving others. We'll talk about this verse a few more times. I love this verse. Let me just leave you with this thought to carry with you all week. Ladies, walk in love, because loving God means loving others.